The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Everything is still working. That makes me happy. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
The thing about something like a Reactive Gunworks, and I can't stress this enough. Let's say you want an agency arms gun. Let's say you want a gun by Infinity. Most of the time, like if, for STI, for example, STI pistols. If you order an STI pistol today, unless you order it from a distributor who has it in stock, the very one you want, they have lots and lots and lots of models. You're probably going to wait for the better part of a year for that to be built. Okay? Infinity pistols that start at $4,000 are probably the same thing. Except they have one in stock. They carry one basic gun. The basic Infinity, which is a $4,000 gun, apparently, for you, all you competitively edged people. They sell it and have it in stock all the time. So you could go out and buy it, and then you don't have to wait for 6 months or a year. Does that have any value to you? At Agency Arms, for example, they've got the Glock 21. They've got a package with it. Build time on that during the best of times is 9 weeks, and they're in the middle of moving. It may be as high as 16 weeks as they get everything back online. Or you can just go to Reactive Gunworks and buy it today, and it'll be headed your way, reactivegunworks.com. Some Navy SEALs have decided to, they're going to try to train civilians to deal with active shooters. And first of all, they come out with their normal number of accolades. And believe me when I tell you this, I don't mean this in the wrong way. I'm getting real tired of hearing about the resumes of these trainers. Okay, I can go, and probably you can too. I can go to a trainer and look at what he's teaching me and figure out if that's something I can do, which, one, that has value if I can physically do it, and two, if it seems practical. Let me give you an example of things that are not practical. It is not practical as a, you know, if you can... When I was in the military, sometimes it'd be snowing when we would qualify. Sometimes it'd be raining on us, and we would just simply qualify. And I don't need anybody out there to do a really good imitation of bad weather by pouring water on me or throwing rocks on me or anything else, because, one, you're going to be nowhere near it. Being out there on a range all day in the cold, in Europe, in the rain, that means you're already fully embracing complete and total abject physical misery. And you can't wait. You'll jump in the foxhole full of water, and you'll have the cold water coming up to your knees just to be able to shoot and get out of the weather. You'll be happy to do that. So some of these things that people do to try to simulate stressors, like throwing a handful of dirt on you or pouring water on your head when you're prone or putting you in a choke or, you know, all of this stuff, that is dumb. And it's not realistic. There's no way to really, really do that unless you're going to actually go out there and do it, okay? Going out there and doing it will do it, but it's not something you're going to be able to simulate. Cannot simulate misery. You can train when you're miserable. You are a operator. So, you know, when these Navy SEALs get out there and say that they were a sniper and an explosive expert in communications, I was a communications expert and I was a small unit tactics expert. And I wasn't a SEAL. This coming from Navy SEAL Michael Donnelly, which I think that means he used to be a Navy SEAL. He's probably not on active duty right now. He says, the majority of people are sheep and we want to train those sheep to become sheepdogs and be vigilant, survive, and attack. Says Navy, I think former Navy SEAL Hector Delgado. They have teamed up with Dr. Terrence Burns to form SAFGRU, a professional civilian security company providing training to regular people how to survive active shooter scenarios. Don't have a phone number at all. I looked. They must be real new. Now, I will have to agree that the majority of people today are sheep. I'll have to agree with you all day on that. I don't mean that in a bad term. Really, I don't, sheeples. If you've never been in a position where you had to worry about, like, living, good for you. You really don't want to go that way, because once you get to where I'm at, and I was a cold warrior. I'm not some special forces operator, but I was put in a place where I did look at things. I've been close enough to an MI-24 hovering to see the rivets. And if you think there's I don't know if I can say that out loud. I'll have to ask my man Ben about this. We'll talk about this in the break. If you've never, it is really an eye-opener, and it is a really tense situation. And does that mean it's the same as combat? No, it doesn't. And I'm not claiming it does. But at the same time, I don't have to get out there and throw my resume around. First of all, my resume is out of date. I bet you even the radio protocol as far as what you say and what you used to say and do and everything else, I bet that's changed a little bit. But what is SAFGRU? They want to teach regular citizens, ordinary people, what to do in this type of event. They want to alarm them in a controlled fashion to get their heart rates up a bit. They had a 10-second scenario that ended promptly, but a real-life scenario would continue for perhaps up to 15 minutes before law enforcement brings the situation under control. They are not likely to have an authority figure present to guide them. They need to be prepared to take action to defend themselves and their loved ones, says Dr. Burns. So they had a conference on how to survive an attack at a hospital. They decided to pass along those skills to as many people as possible. They would go through tactics usually reserved for the professionals during the drills you've heard about, but probably have not been able to participate in unless you are a first responder. I wonder if they mean that they're going to have long guns, because training to react to this with long guns is not realistic. Now, if they're getting out there and they're training for you to take your concealed carry handgun and pop them in the melon and then take their stuff off of them, now we're getting into some training. Donnelly says, if you can realize what surroundings you're in, where your exits are, basics of minor details, you can act very quick and deflate the situation, basically. Okay, here's my question about this. As a concealed carrier and as a military veteran, I have no obligations to save the world at large. You get that? Excuse me. I have no obligation to this. There's nothing in law that says I have to do this. And it sort of sounds like they're wanting to develop heroes. Delgado, let's see. Delgado says, give them the immediate knowledge of when there's a crisis of how to either lock themselves down, fight, or escape and leave the building. So there's three things they need to consider, and it has to be done within the first 90 seconds. That I would have to agree with affirmatively. If you make yourself a hard target, whether it's hiding or running or escaping, then you're doing yourself justice and you're helping others get out. Remember, if you're locked in a building or you're locked in a room and someone's trying to get in and they can't get in to hurt you, they're going to move on, says Delgado. The problem is, if they're looking for people and a locked door indicates that there may be people there, they can eventually get in. Any guy with a weapon can do that, especially a long gun can. They're doing this all in Buffalo, New York. Why are they training people in New York? They don't have guns there. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique.
The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
the weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at reactivegunworks.com. Now then, coming out of Sacramento County, California, the tide is shifting, which is good. It's good for the people of Sacramento. It's good for us. Especially, and what is shifting is gun control versus gun rights. And this includes parts of liberal California with a K, too. Right now in Sacramento County, about one out of every 135 now have a license to carry. For them, this is very gun-friendly. But it wasn't always so gun-friendly throughout that quiet community nestled in the northern central portion of the Golden State. According to the Sacramento Bee, when Scott Jones became sheriff of Sacramento County in 2010, there were approximately 350 civilians licensed to carry concealed handguns in the county. Today, there are nearly 8,000. That means statistically, in any sizable gathering at the grocery store, ballgame, or church, at least one person is likely to be packing legal heat. He has issued permits at an average rate of more than four per day during the last 5 years, according to data provided by the Sheriff's Department. The result is that Sacramento County has the third highest number of concealed carry permit holders in California at the end of 2015 between Fresno and or behind Fresno and Orange counties, according to a review of data from the California Department of Justice. State law gives county sheriffs broad discretion to issue concealed weapons permits so long as applicants show good cause and demonstrate good moral character. This open-ended language of the statute has led to wide disparities in the number of permits counties approve. Some coastal communities issue almost none, while a number of inland counties hand them out as a matter of course. Before Jones took office, the Sacramento County Sheriff's Department tightly controlled the number of permits it issued, typically allowing them only in cases where individuals could show they faced a particular threat or carried large amounts of cash or valuables or had law enforcement ties. Jones' predecessors, Sheriffs John McGinnis and Lou Blanis, issued just over 200 permits in 4 years. Today, the Sheriff's Department often issues as many permits in 2 months as during the entire five years. One cause of the increase under his administration is pent-up demand. Jones said the reason we're having such an explosive rate is they weren't available before. Everybody's rushing to get them. Jones is a Republican. He's now running for Congress, challenging Democratic Rep. Amy Barra to represent a swing district that takes on much of suburban Sacramento County, including the cities of Elk Grove and Folsom. He is frank and unapologetic about his approach, approach to concealed weapons applications. People who would go to the trouble of filling out a detailed application and submitting to a background check tend to be those with legal intentions and nothing to hide. He said, we now approve over 90% of applicants. Most people don't apply if they're not going to get them. Jones and a number of other California sheriffs have interpreted good cause as a general desire to protect themselves and family. Other counties have more stringent standards requiring applicants to show they face an imminent threat of harm. Los Angeles County, with a population of 7.4 million adults, has about 500 residents licensed to carry concealed handguns in 2015, equating to one in every 15,000 adults. San Francisco County, with 7,000 adults, has four concealed carry permits in all of San Francisco County. Statewide in 2015, there were about 80,000 permits that were either approved, under review, or pending, and an annual review for continued compliance, according to state data. Now, when you consider that about a year and a half ago, they only had 50,000, and they have all, well, they've come close to, you know, they've more than doubled, well, no, they've increased it by more than half, by 50%. So that's pretty impressive. Jones, who is courting gun owners in his run for Congress, said he believes armed law-abiding citizens are a benefit to society. Won't he be alone in the California with a K General Assembly? He said budget reductions and fewer officers on the street mean people need to protect themselves. Carrying concealed weapons empowers folks to feel like they are safer in a world that is increasingly not safe. Now, he also noted that he revokes permits if a problem arises. He said none of the revocations he ordered have been for gun-related offenses. He's revoked two or three permits a month on average because holders have become subject to a restraining order, been cited for driving under the influence, or had a negative interaction with law enforcement. He said, I'm quick to give them, and I'm quick to revoke them. This guy is pretty much a radical in the land of gun grabber, you know, the gun grabber. I don't have a problem with him revoking concealed carry permits if that's what, you know, if that's what it calls for. We, none of us should really. So that part, all of that part is all quite interesting to consider. But at the same time, it's still depressing to have a state with 9 million gun owners. See, in my state, we have about 5 million total citizens in the state of South Carolina. And in the state of South Carolina, we have somewhere near 300,000 permits, which is not nearly enough for that many gun owners. But, you know, it's what we got. So, but here we have California, which has, what, 35 million people and 9 million gun owners, and they've got 80,000 permits. That should tell you how repressive it is and how they look at, you know, remember when I said earlier about McAuliffe, where he got out there and said, we're allowing you to feel good about yourself. Gee, Larry, thanks, boy. I sure am glad that you're the gov. I sure am glad you are the governor. And here we have this guy, Orange County, the sheriff of Orange County, which I think is a female. She has really, I mean, she's out there. She and Jones are probably leading the charge that have increased the numbers. That would be my guess if I had to make one. But I mean, if Jones has increased them, what were those numbers again? Let's see, 350 when he took office, and now 8,000. So, you know, do the math if you want to look at the percentage or whatever. It's going to be huge, and still, it's in Sacramento County, which is the, you know, the seat of state government in California. I wonder how the General Assembly special snowflakes feel being surrounded by one in 135. Knowing that one out of 100, every 135 they come across is going to be packing legal heat. My guns only get hot when it's hot outside, though. I don't pack heat. I'm packing a weapon. We'll be right back.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the fault. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
All right. Yep. Whenever I go the way we're about to go, I always get some good stuff. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out. I mean, I can't emphasize to you enough the relief coming when you buy a gun that you don't have to wait for it to be built. That's a huge plus for some people. It is for me. I like custom guns, so you know that's the way it rolls. Coming from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership, I have this little ditty. Sigmund Freud put out this question, what does a woman want? Now, there may be other things that women want, but in the world of the Second Amendment, women are wanting to, one, be able to arm themselves, two, they want to be able to carry the gun in self-defense, three, they don't want anybody telling them they can't do it. They want what everyone wants and what everybody needs, safety and security and love and fellowship and self-realization. Historically, their identities have emphasized social and relational roles about self-realization. And the presumption that their safety and security came under the protection of men, usually from other men. But in the last 100 years, we've seen the emancipation of women. No longer are they bound by these limited expectations. Feminism, real feminism, has liberated women from their position as a sheltered homemaker to be able to participate in any aspect in this world that they choose to go after. What about these women that are parents and have families and everything? They'll step up and they will try to do everything to see to themselves as far as, you know, see to their, you know, what they have to do to keep their family safe. But they feel uncomfortable defending themselves. Thankfully, that dynamic is changing, just as it has for all of us in general, all of us lucky enough to be Americans, as the movement towards individual gun ownership and carrying swells and balloons as it goes along. Even more deplorable, though, women-focused media, female-focused media, can be the most discouraging about women becoming armed and dangerous. Instead of remaining defenseless against a bigger, stronger, more violent, and typically male attacker. Equality for the modern progressive female is not supposed to include availing herself of the equalizer, the Samuel Colt made him equal, great equalizer. And there's, you know, recently we've seen this coming from all places. Magazines that proclaim their mission of helping women is glamorous and independent and relationship savvy. They're not going to be known for their firearms knowledge or their, you know, which gun is best for a female to carry in a certain circumstance. No, if you want to find out stuff about relationships and how to wake guys up and the kind of makeup to wear and what's a good handbag, maybe you look there. But they have, in February, they had just a multitude of anti-gun articles. Interesting, because they were all done in conjunction with some of the best-known anti-gun shops in the nation. Played a part in it. Cosmopolitan, led off by reporting the dangers of dating men with guns. So implying that this is something like wearing a t-shirt saying, shoot me please. Then there's the gunsplainers, a male subspecies noted for adolescent repetitive bragging about their guns and, you know, the worst of the worst, people's right to own them. Gunsplainer is a word happily used by Every Town for Gun Safety in a new campaign at singledout.org where the fear of being shot by a boyfriend is the motivating principle. Out of context and somehow not irrational, quotes from NRA members of the Devil's Litany. The chief spokesmodel appears to have a nasal deformity, or maybe she's just smelling the saltpeter. Then there's Glamour. They weigh in on guns often with a couple of articles in December about how most mass shooters kill family members and proposing laws that impede abortion on demand should apply to gun purchases. How? How? It's wrong that any non-felon can walk in off the street and buy a shotgun in minutes as an exercise of a designated constitutional right. While when medical procedures that determine the welfare of two symbiotic beings can't be accessed via drive-in. And its February item, Glamour puts down as completely ridiculous the Iowa bill that would allow children ages 14 and younger to handle a pistol, rifle, or ammunition with parental supervision. They think it's ridiculous that such a bill should be needed. Glamour can't understand how it remedies a serious affront to your parents' rights, the right to decide how to raise your own children, including learning about shooting, or maybe it doesn't grasp what parenting means. If they're saying it's okay for you to teach your children, how is that an affront? I think government's too much in the raising of children nowadays. It doesn't really take a village. Marie Claire magazine published a much more comprehensive set of articles about women and guns, along with a survey on women and guns in America, done with the Harvard Injury Control Research Center. Survey, at least, is presented without editorial comment, which is nice, but it's not very often seen that way. So, now, the Moms Demand Action, however, they want everyone to know that a trifecta of major women's mags feature gun violence. Now that True Detective magazine is out of print, there's an obvious gap to fill in the literature covering lurid fields of passive, helpless women. Where do we turn for some fresh air that is uncontaminated by the sexist and hoplophobic prejudice? You could turn to people who know something about guns and respect women's capacity to be capable and self-reliant. You could turn to a discussion of how women can choose for themselves whether to remain dependent on diminishing societal approval, disapproval of gun ownership, or to investigate its benefit for themselves. Do a little free thinking, you know, a little human thing. Or you could say discover what it means to be as or even more powerful than an aggressor for the sake of herself and her loved ones. Julie Galoob goes after Galoob, Galoob. I never get her name right. Julie. Everybody knows who I'm talking about when I say Julie, right? She goes after Marie Claire's concluding piece, The Decision. The author, Roxane Gay, had survived a violent assault and tenses up when she sees a gun. Holding my breath, I don't feel safe. She decides she cannot accept the responsibility of being willing to take another human life. It's admirable, but Julie's larger perspective is that the decision should be about being able to save your life and those who care about you. You can't. So it's okay for somebody to break into your house and kill you or rape you and kill you or whatever they want to do to you. Then it is for you to defend yourself, really? That's the way you want to fly? CNN accurately reports that more and more women are buying, learning about, or getting their license to carry a handgun. And about one in five people licensed to carry are women. I've always known that women are better shots than we are because they have a better hand-eye coordination. They breathe better. They have a better touch for the trigger. And I think after they get into the shooting part of it, I think they get quite good at it and really enjoy it. CNN piece was called Women with Guns Soon to Be Mainstream. Too late. It already is. We'll be right back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that's thawed out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out, ReactiveGunworks.com. I mean, they're a shop unlike any other gun shop out there. There's plenty of gun shops out there that cater to the hard-to-find nothing at all like them. Go look at them. Go check them out. Now, I wanted to explain what has happened in the last month. Actually, since the middle of last month. I want to explain what happened in the last month. So everybody knows. I want to make this request once again. Everybody that listens to this show, go like my Facebook page. The Lock and Load Radio Facebook page. Facebook.com/lockandload, LOCKN, Load Radio page. Go like that because I want to use that to give out these announcements and these let everybody know what's going on. Because when something happens, I can't get it to you. And I know it made a lot of people mad. I had somebody come in to tell me how mad it was. He left me a little message in the chat room saying, guess I'm going to have to give up on this show like I am in charge of making certain decisions. In March, I caught something that felt like pneumonia. I'm not really sure what it was exactly. I had a lot of stuff happening in my lungs and in my throat. You couldn't hear me. I wouldn't have been able to talk. I was on so much medication that I just wasn't worth being around. And that put me down for about 3 weeks. And then I came back, and as soon as I came back, then something started happening on the Genesis end. Genesis had something happening that it's one of these once-in-a-lifetime things that never happens. You never hear about it happening, so that tells you it's genuine. And it wasn't just happening to me. It was happening across the board. And what I wanted to do, or what I didn't want to do, everything that you hear execute, besides what I'm actually saying, is happening because of some guy on the board. And the guy on the board, when you have that kind of a breakdown, all of us, well, Ben, if I get out of line, if I say the wrong thing, correct me immediately, okay? Okay. With the guy on the board, when he's there and he sees things going down immediately, the first thing the guy on the board's got to do is make sure the air has something in it. And this begins a flurry of things. It's got to be akin onto if they go to DEFCON 5 and nuclear war is imminent. They got to go. They got to go do it because dead air is death in radio. So they start doing that, and then they try to assess, and then that's what we tried to do. But because I knew of how frenzied it would be if I went out there and tried to do a show And then something happened. We tried to do a show, and in the first segment, lost everything. Tried to set up for a show, and before the show even happened, everything went away immediately. So at that point, I said, rebroadcast time. Let's just throw rebroadcast out there. Let's have something that goes from point A to point B without any interruption. Give the listener some sense of continuity. I know that new content is king, but I'm concerned with the end product, as are they. You know, this is I think Genesis is the largest independent radio network out there. And when you're number one like we are, we're concerned with the product. So that's what was going on with that. Then I come back. I was back last week. Ben and I did the first 3 days without a hitch. And then Thursday, something happened, and I started it. And it actually originated with my iPhone. Now, check this out, Ben. This is going to be cool. My iPhone would not do call waiting, so they told me to reset the settings. When I reset the settings, that went through to my MacBook and to my iPad, and it went through those to my router, which is all Apple. And for my router, it went backwards into my modem, and it basically just knocked internet out. All of it. For me, clearing my settings on my iPhone and asking it to start doing call waiting. And I had to have everything replaced, and everything reset, and everything repurposed, and that took me till Saturday. So I was sick. And then there was technical difficulties from that point on. And this is life. And I don't like for it all to come together in one shot to where I'm just not doing anything. Because every time somebody asks me, Bill, do you want to do a pre-recorded show or live? I want to do a live show. Even if you guys are getting it, WNNG, new affiliate out there, they're getting it on a time shift. Everybody's getting it on a time shift right now because I used to be morning drive. But I want what I'm doing to be live because, you know, do we need to get out here and talk about, the election when Eisenhower got elected? I mean, how far back isn't current events what we want to talk about? So that's what was going on. Am I right about the board op guys there, Ben? Really? That's because I talk a lot to them. I know exactly who's actually running this boat, and it isn't me, buddy. I'm going to tell you what. I may be on board, but I'm just sort of watching, too. You're like, you're Scotty, and I might be, who's the first guy Kirk's calling when something goes sideways? It's going to be Scotty, isn't it? Yeah. Whoever it is, whoever the first person's going to be. So that's what's been going on. So for those of you who have not liked that, I'm sorry about that. I apologize for it. For those of you that are going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, in the middle of the weekend of May the 20th, 21st, whatever it is, I will be there with Second Call Defense. I think Ben has been invited there with Second Call Defense, too. You'll have to talk to Sean about that this coming Wednesday. Yeah. Yeah, Ben might be there. So, you know, you could come meet me and Ben. Actually, I'll be sending everybody to Ben because he's actually the star. Oh, yeah. Go, there's Ben over there. I'm just like the puppet. But you could come and check us out because, believe me, there's going to be a lot of people coming to me because I have been holding this back for 3 years. So I'm going to be doing some, he doesn't know it yet. I haven't talked to him about it yet, but I'm going to try to get Hickok to do something with me, Hickok 45. I'm going to try to drag Ted Nugent over there. I'm going to all of your, Shrek isn't going to be there. John McPhee isn't going to be there. But there'll be some gun trainers there that have been on the show before. And all of you are welcome to come and check things out and say hello and all of this other stuff because we're going to be there trying to expand as we go along. So be sure and come and check that out. I will be the bald guy. I wonder how many. I think Sean is bald, too. Are you bald, Ben? Well, you might have to shave your head. Shave your head and then spray paint your goatee if you grow one white. You wound me, sir. I'm the double nickel, and I'm really liking it. And I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have another health issue because I found out over the weekend as I've been trying, once everything was fixed, I started doing a checklist, and I started checking everything that might keep me from doing a show. And we discovered that part of the problem with the way I feel is all of this medication I've been taking to be better from the cardiologist. So the cardiologist has been called and told, I'm not taking this stuff no more, and if I die, it's on your head. And I have I've passed the buck to him, so I'm sure Dr. John in the chat room is going to come at me about that one. So he'll be like, Bill, go see your cardiologist and tell him that you're not going to take it and get his blessing, which is good doctor's advice. And I will do that, but I'm tired of not being live. So I'm working to make sure that that doesn't happen anymore. Wednesday, it's going to be Sean Maloney. Tomorrow, I don't have any plans to have any guests. Wednesday is going to be Sean Maloney. And then Reed Hendricks from Valor Ridge. We're going to have Reed. John McPhee, Shrek, Sheriff of Baghdad. He's going to start being a repeat guest from time to time. After he gets back in country, he's getting ready to go out of the country till June the 5th, I think he told me. And then after he gets back, he's going to start being a regular. So we're going to start expanding the training part of it, and we're going to get a little more on. I'm tired of the politics, too. We'll cover the politics, but we're going to get into some of the gun stuff, too. We're going to get into some of the gun stuff, too. Just because I want to make a lateral shift. I'm feeling good, and I want to do a few things a little better. We're going to do this again in 21 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.